Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone. Remember the chaos and fun of high school, Lulu?
Oh, well, how could I forget it, Judge? It was probably some of the best times of my life. It's good to think back, isn't it? Thinking back on the nostalgia moments from high school.
What's your favourite moment?
Oh, God, too many to name, Judge. Too many to name.
Well, enough about the blokes you kissed and more into Lou and I reliving all our high school years in Heartbreak High Season 2. It's a bloody good time.
I could have carried on about how, you know, I was very good at speech and drama. I won many awards, Jack.
Yeah. The glory days, Lou.
Yeah. But it's a good season. I've been binge watching it. It's good classic Aussie humour, which is what we like. It's sexy. It's not afraid to poke fun at itself, which is pretty much exactly what we mean well is and what we do to each other most days.
It is a little less woke this season. You know, very, very funny and deeply Aussie.
You know what? Also, it doesn't matter if it's a distant memory high school for you, because it's nice to look back. And when you watch it, you feel like you're back in high school and you go, oh, I can relate to all of this.
Distant memory, huh? For you.
Well,
I graduated only a couple of years ago, I think. Look, everyone can join in on the fun with Heartbreak High Season 2. It's out now on Netflix. Do not miss it.
Get around it.
So someone has a new little treat, don't they?
Yes, and it's not edible.
It's, well, technically no. What, you want to run the bed with a sword?
I got my new car, and I've named him Alfonso.
Alfonso shines through.
Yeah, so it's A-L-F-O-N-Z. Oh, I was thinking S.
Is it Z-O or S-O?
I think it's S-O.
Yeah.
Alfonso, I think, is the Italian. It means, could you Google it for me, Dior? My hands are full with this coffee. I think it means like warrior of the peace or something.
A warrior of peace.
Or like warrior of the dark. Or there's something about Alfonso.
Is
it? It's actually of Spanish origin.
No, there's an Italian one as well.
Okay. Oh, well, in Spanish it means ready for battle.
That's it.
In
my
Italian.
Warrior Alfonso.
Well, but, yeah, but what does the Italian version mean?
Its Italian origin means noble and ready.
Still the same.
He's in the he's sitting there in your little garage.
Yep.
He's noble. He's no bull either. So, Alfonso's no bullshit.
He's quite bull-like.
There's no bull with Alfonso.
It was a bit scary the first time reversing his fat junk of the trunk into the garage.
Yeah.
Because, well, obviously it's exciting because he's got a reversing camera. But I'm just getting used to them and I don't realise how much room they actually give you. The reversing camera?
Yeah.
So, like, I reversed in and it was like, beep, 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 beep. So I was like, oh, I've got to stop. And his, like, whole front was just out.
Yeah, so when it goes, beep, you still got some more.
Oh, and then, yeah.
But you can see, Dale, because the camera shows you your bumper, your rear bumper. So you can see exactly how much fucking room
you've
got.
Well, I'm still sort of used to looking like I would in Gianni.
No, I understand that. But you've now got the option to see exactly.
Yeah, I know,
how.
But it's only been a few days. I'm just getting used to it. And then I also went to Pilates and I parked in park. It was like just like on the side of the road. There's like a driveway, park, driveway. It could 150% fit two cars on there. But I reversed and like obviously was getting used to the, you know, reverser. And so then I hopped down my car and I was like, no one can fit in front of me and no one can fit behind
don't
me.
Don't tell me you did that.
I was one of those.
Did you leave it there?
I was in a rush for Pilates. I had to go do my peach.
That fucking...
I had to go work on my peach.
That...
I had to go work on my fat ass.
That boils my blood. Even though you had some peach work to get out, which I respect.
But I'm a newbie.
I've always respected a very well sculpted peach, let me tell you. So... Yeah, look, I get it. You want to sculpt that peach. You know what I mean? If there was a movie I'd be in, it would be Judge and the Giant Peach. Someone's done that.
I think I was the peach.
Wait, didn't someone make a cake?
Someone made a cake saying Judge and the Giant 8-year-old Lou.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, and it's just my face. And you're down the bottom. I'm the peach.
Yeah, that's right.
Very good stuff.
Unreal stuff. But fucking... Look, there's a part of this where I need to work on my anger issues, my road rage issues, and there's part of it where that's some fucking serial killer shit from you because that is fucked what you did.
I agree, but it's also like...
Just get in and reverse it a few bit more. No, but it's also like
everything's circumstantial.
What?
Like I was... You know, like you could see someone's car and be like, what a fuckwit, but you don't know. They could have had to run inside for their wife giving birth. You know?
Oh...
And that's what I had to do with my peach.
You had to run to Pilates.
I was late.
How long would have it taken you to have... Hold on. Before we even get into this, Lou, what you're telling me is that you don't know how to get used to seeing an image of how far something is away. You've got a reversing camera now. So there's no excuse.
It's confusing.
How?
Because it's like, it's not really showing you... Yeah. It is everything.
It's showing you everything in real time.
Is it?
You also got fucking sonic fucking reminders of how close you are to the fucking next vehicle.
But it's more the beeping. I don't really you know, it's like beep, 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 beep. So it's like you don't really know when, which beep is stop.
You're familiar with like, say, like metal detection or anything. No?
I can't say I am familiar with metal detection charts.
Well, just in a very...
What the fuck?
Well, in a very broad sense, I think most people, if you had a room of 20 people and you said, listen to this sound, tell me when you think this metal detector is getting closer to something. When it goes like this, beep, 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 beep. When would you say it's getting close to some metal?
The start? No, but Judge, I haven't... I haven't got to the metal detector because I haven't let it go that far.
Which is exactly why this is the most obnoxious fucking bullshit I've ever heard of in my life. You won't even let it fucking get close.
Well, he fits... All that matters now is he fits in his home. He drives wonderfully. He's got a great sound system.
Alfonso's a fucking... He's an arrogant fuckhead.
He's got a little fat ass. Well, his ass is not it's not as fat as Gianni because he's more of an SUV. By the way, guys, I got the Volkswagen T-Cross.
Maybe he should be doing Pilates. Maybe you should wait in the car park and...
That's what I mean. He's kind of got a flat back.
Oh. Yeah. He's got a pancake ass.
Yeah, whereas Gianni...
A jarch ass.
Yeah, he's got a jarch.
Jars, yeah.
Whereas Gianni had like a full, like, big, chunky, like, ass.
Yeah. Love a good fucking ass.
Well, your Tiguan's very, jars.
Nah, it's a little bitch.
Well, my T-Cross is smaller than yours. But I love being up higher, and I propped my seat up, like, ding, ding, ding. So I'm, like, way higher. I'm like... Hello, everyone down there. How art thou on the flatteth of the road? Dotheth see the orange light ahead? I see it before thy. Hello.
I shall doth drive around the eastern suburbs and shall park wherever I doth see fit. Oh, a park that can fit three? Allow me to ruin it for everyone. Doth us to work on her pitch. Ta-ta! Peasants.
Ta-ta, peasants.
Ta-ta, you scummy little fox.
Enjoy your flat sedan while I doffeth have my SUV.
Oh, it's good stuff. Mm. Yeah, look. You are a person that needs a car with all the bells and whistles. So fucking start utilising them.
Oh, do you know, I'll tell you one more thing.
Whoa.
If anyone had seen the first time me, because I'm reversing Alfonso in and then I'm driving him out and I've got to do sort of like a 3-point turn to get out of the tight driveway. And I'm not even exaggerating. I think if my neighbours were watching from their apartments, I reckon I did maybe a like 54-point turn the first time. Because I was just so nervous that I was going to scrape him.
Fuck, man.
That I was just going, you. But I wasn't, every time I'd go to like be like, okay, I'm going to change it so he'd get a bit straighter so that I could turn him and go down the driveway, I'd just get back to the exact same position. So I'm like, how am I going to get out of this? Like, literally, I was like, well, I'm stuck now. I'm going to have to go and ask. You know those two men who sit outside and they're always outside? I was like, I literally might have to park Alfonso in the middle of the communal area and say, guys, could someone please get him out for me?
So what I'm assuming you were doing is like not correcting your turn at all. So you were probably turning to go and get out, and then you probably weren't going right hand down to reverse a little bit out, and then left hand down to get a little bit. You're probably just going left hand down and then reversing with your left hand still down. So you weren't that is some wild shit. Yeah. That is like if a toddler accidentally got into a car and didn't know how to drive. You know what I mean? Like, that is some wild shit.
It was like, but it's just a scary driveway because you've got to come bedwetters from the left. A scary driveway. You've got to come from the left, and then you've got to twist him to go straight down the driveway. So you could very easily scrape him on the left.
Yeah, guys, you've got to
or
like,
the right.
You've got to use the steering wheel to get out of the driveway. It's terrifying.
It's tight.
No, it's fucked.
It's tight. And I don't want to scratch Alfonso. No. Judge, we're talking about a car here.
What did I do?
I mean, we're talking about the driver. I said it's tight and you went, your eyes lit up.
Oh, car, you can't be judging me. Don't gaslight me. I'm gaslighting you. Yeah. My eyes lit up like a fucking Christmas tree, kid.
Narcissistic fuck.
Daddy went, what can you do with this? And then I backed off. But we've done it. The bedwetters get the implication.
Mm-hmm.
Now, hold on. Wanted to raise something with you.
What?
Don't you think it's funny? We've had a video that's gone pretty viral on our fucking We Mean Well page. The one where we're both talking about kebabs.
Kebabs. I saw that. It's got a million views.
It's kicked like a fucking mule. People rinse us.
Oh, yeah.
About shoes on couch.
Oh.
They go, I can't believe these fucking dickheads down there don't wear shoes anywhere, yet when they're sitting on a couch, like, because I'm sitting like this, obviously the bird's on the couch. People are blowing.
Tearing trips. Can I say I would, sorry, Eddie and Burmo, would never sit on my couch at home with shoes on, but there's something about this couch that doesn't feel like a home couch, that it allows shoes.
I know why. You don't own it. It's not in your house.
But also it's
so
yellow.
You,
my couch is white. My couch is white.
Also, it's like, it's as simple as this. You don't own it. If you ruin it, whatever.
Well, that makes me sound like a piece of shit, which, hey, I am.
If the shoe fits while it's sitting on someone else's couch, yeah.
Mummy's a piece of shit.
Your mummy, by the way.
You know what else people are rinsing us for on that video? My favourite part was, so someone was going, hey, I'm not from Australia, could someone explain hoon to me? And all these people are commenting, being like, hey guys, I'm from Australia. It's a accent thing. She means hone. She means hone in on the kebab. So I literally just wrote, nope, I meant hoon.
Yeah.
Like, I hooned it. Like, think of you going as fast as you can in Alfonso down the tight driveway. And
not a euphemism.
I'm hooning down it. That's me with how I hoon a kebab.
Yeah. Like, that surprises me that didn't just translate.
Because
you say hoon for a lot of things. You're like, oh, fucking, I've been hooning tequila sodas.
Yeah.
But I guess it's when it is outside, when a video goes well like that, we don't have the safety net of the bedwetters that know the terminology. It goes out into I believe it's called the World Wide Web.
www.instagram.com.nz. Yes. Correct.
And then there's a lot of motherfuckers that have zero idea about what this is, who we are, what the fuck we talk about. So you're open, you're very much more vulnerable.
Yes.
There's a chink in the armour. Where an arrow can get through.
Yeah, it can hurt us.
And wound us.
Yeah. I also saw someone comment saying, how long have they been married for? August last year.
Yeah, so yeah, correct.
It's about a year and a half now, guys.
And then someone will comment on that being like, no, they're siblings. They're just as confident as we are talking about shit that we think we know about.
I know.
And they're like, and then a bedwetter will be like, you cunts have no idea what you're talking about.
They're siblings?
Yeah. They're actually siblings? Yeah.
She's the oldest one and he's younger? No, no.
But where we're from, you can be both. You can be both. Nothing wrong with marrying your sister.
Well, it's illegal.
Is it?
But hey, we're not opposed to breaking the law.
Rules are made to break them, sister. It's good stuff. I'm very happy
What's
with it.
What's that phrase that guys, like sleazy guys, would say out at the pub if you're like, I've got a boyfriend? They're like,
There might be a goalie, but you can still score.
The goalie won't stop you getting the goal.
Yeah.
No, you're very close. You said it.
There might be a goalie, but you can still score.
Yeah. That's sick.
What was one I saw the other day? Fucking dude. I can't remember where this was. I'm probably not going to do it justice, but he was like...
like most things on the podcast. Like,
yeah, correct. Correct. And he goes up to a bird and he's like, hey, how you doing? And she's like, I've got a boyfriend. And he goes, I've got a maths exam tomorrow. She goes, what the fuck does that mean? He's like, I just thought we were talking about things we were both going to cheat on. And I was like, that was quick. That was slick.
I do not condone that, but like that's a good...
It was a slick comeback.
Well, not pun, but...
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
What is it?
Is it a pun? Expression?
A comeback? I don't know.
Yeah. No.
What?
Oh, for fuck's sake. As soon as those words came out of Dior's mouth, I just looked over at Judge and his eyes literally went like this.
just like, I was going to drop one, but I didn't. Because guess what? We're a high-class podcast
now.
We literally talk about doth and...
Yes, and...
Scientific discovery.
Yes, and
politics.
The weather and...
Well... Yeah. Hey, can I discuss my weekend with you?
Yes, you may. Please, dotheth, go forth. Oh! Can we just say one thing? Thank you to all the bedwetters who bought all the merch.
Holy fuck.
How have we not? Sorry, I'm so sorry I cut you off there.
Well, Alfonso took over and then we've just gone on a fucking rampage. But
oh my God, bedwetters, you sweet, sweet angels of the Australia, Ireland, UK, the entire world, Mars, Pluto, Earth.
Earth, Doth.
Everywhere.
You guys went above and beyond. You fucking ate the merch up, so we really, really appreciate it.
Can't wait to see you guys wearing it.
Neither can I. I actually can't. I think, I think I'm fucking excited about that sort of stuff. But
it's also, it's a pre-order, so just letting you guys know, don't come and jarch in eyes, DMs, or we meanwhile saying, oh, you little fuckers, where's the merch?
It's coming.
It's probably realistically in your pocket, would you say 3 weeks away? Dior?
I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, I think it's like 2 weeks till it's shipped. So
okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. So, you guys can handle that.
We did this because so bedwetters could get it pre-Christmas.
Yep.
Because otherwise with everything else, shipping and blah, 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 can take a long time. So that's why. But we just want to thank you for getting it, you naughty little senoritas.
You naughty little senoritas.
Yeah, we love you, mate. It was fucking the response was unreal.
It was so cool seeing the sales go tick 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 boom.
Well, Burmo called me and he gets a ding when there's a sale, and he was on the blower. He's like, mate, and we apologise for the little fuck up too of the fucking website. Not sure what happened there.
Very on brand.
It's on brand. But then he called me. He's like, mate, it's all sorted, and I could just hear like ding, and he goes, those dings are sales, and I'm like,
well, he called me too.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
All right, sorry.
I heard the dings too.
All right, okay. Sorry.
Was it just you?
No, all right. Sorry. So, nah, we were absolutely blown away by it, and we cannot thank you enough. So thank you for your support.
Thank you, guys.
We love you.
It would be like if a leaf blower was standing in the driveway and you were all leaves and you just...
Hey, you've got to learn to shut the fuck up.
Hey!
No, I'm just joking. Now listen up. No crying. Stop being a pussy. Now listen up.
Okay. Tell me about your weekend.
I had a ripper weekend.
You went to the Collie pub.
Collie pub.
Oh.
Shout out to Tommy and the mob. Went out there, fucking, mate, had Joffic in town.
Oh, yeah, I was going to come see you guys.
On Friday.
You're fucking useless with your phone. You never replied. I wanted to see my sweet prince, Joffrey.
Did you?
Yeah. Not like that.
What? No, I didn't mean it like that.
Yes, you did. You literally just went, did you?
No, but no, I was
you
just.
You did. No. You fucking did. Judge, you literally went.
Be careful. Because I'll tell you exactly why I said, did you like that?
Oh.
Because I was talking to you throughout the Friday, and you're like, oh, I don't know whether I will or not. And I'm like, come on, come out. And you're like, oh, I don't know. So well, I was like, which one was it, sister? Did you want to come or did you not?
I called you after Pilates and you were at the Oak and I was like, I'll go home. And then I text you again saying, you guys in Bondi. And you did blow it to me.
Jesus. Yeah, I am a shocker.
Did you rip in?
Yeah.
And you had to get up and leave early in the morning. Yeah. You're very naughty, aren't you?
So I got home. I hadn't packed anything, fucking done nothing. And I was shock like, horror. I had to be up at fucking 5:30 the next morning to go out to Collie. And so I get home. Steph's been out at fucking Paul McCartney.
Oh, yeah.
So she's out. I get home. I'm by myself and I go, beauty. I go, packing time. But I am fucking sideways.
Mm.
So I pack. And then I bloody set 3 alarms on my phone because I'm like, you're going to be a dusty little bitch tomorrow. Set 3. Set one for 20 to 6. Set one for 6. Set one for 20 past 6. Woke up at 8. Steph's like, hey, buddy. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, holy shit, it's 8 o'clock. I'm like, fuck, I've got to be there at midday. It's 8 o'clock in the morning, 6-hour drive. I'm like, for fuck. So I go, what the fuck happened to my alarm? She goes, you turned off every single one of them. And I'm like, perfect.
So you were like, yeah, like subconsciously.
Just turn them off. Yep. Like 3 of them. Fucking roll out of bed. Didn't shower. Wet my hair.
Great, so you would have stunk.
Yeah, wet my hair.
So you didn't shower by the time you got to the collar?
No.
So you went straight into another day drinking?
No. I got there and then had a shower, fucking just sorted myself out.
Yeah.
Because I had a room there. Tommy put me up. So bloody, anyway, fucking wet the hair, chucked the bag in the back of my car, and I'm driving along and I'm like, I've got no idea what I packed. Zero idea what I packed. Like, fucking just, you know, one of those ones. Bit of a long drive. There was, like, dust on the shoulders. And I was telling some guys at the Collie pub, they were like, how's the drive, mate? And I was driving. And I got to, like, the feet of the Blue Mountains. And I just realised that I'd just been driving in silence for an hour. Like, I was just sitting there like this. Just driving with like thoughts going through my brain and just like not even realizing almost what I was doing. And then I like sort of snapped out of it. I was like, holy fuck.
And it's almost like a video game. Like you forgot that you were driving.
Kind of. Yeah. And I'm like,
whoa, I just got here. How? Because it wasn't me driving.
Yeah. Like it was almost my subconscious taking me there. And I was like, okay, that is, I need to get out of this brain right now.
Put some music on.
Music on.
I'll sometimes, without realising, do a hot girl lap in silence with my AirPods in.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, oh, fuck, that's been 45 minutes of just head noise.
Yeah, correct. If like your music stops for some reason or someone calls you and then it doesn't start back up again, you can just quite often just fucking.
It's a banger. There's a lot going on up there.
Oh, there is.
It's a remix. Wicka, head noise.
Yeah, head noise remix. A remix by DJ Jarchi and his demons.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Get to Collie. It's fucking, I'm feeling good. Shout out to the Collie pub for putting it on. It was Colchella. And it was just a ripper day. Met a fuckload of bedwetters.
Yeah.
Had a mad time. Shout out to Lana. One of the biggest bedwetters, I believe, of all time. We had a mad time fucking drilling grog. She bought me a Collie hat, which I was supposed to wear today, but I forgot I left it in my apartment because I'm fucked in the brain. And it was just a ripper evening, real big send.
Yeah.
So about a 5 a.m.
Naughty senorita.
Punchy stuff. Dad calls me on like, I think the night before I was heading out. He goes, mate, how you going? He said, you heading out the bloody Collie, bloody Saturday? Yeah. He goes, you wouldn't freaking duck home Sunday, mate. He goes, we've got a couple of hundred lambs we need to mark. And I'm like, hey, buddy, it's 5 hours away from Collie.
It's not duck
home. It's not popping in.
It's not like, hey, let's go from bloody Rose Bay to Paddington.
Yeah. So for all 13 people from the eastern suburbs that listen, top-notch reference for you guys.
Well, if you're
for the rest of you,
if you're from
means nothing.
If you're from New Zealand, and you know Ponsonby to Remuera, that's in Auckland.
If you're from
Ireland,
it'd be like going from Clondalkin to Liffey Valley.
Yes.
If you're from Idaho,
it'd be like going from Cordith to Wallon.
So you've seen a cord and you've looked at a wall and you've just had an ethan on.
That's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened. Cordith and Ethan.
Can we look up if there's any place in Idaho called Cordith or Wallon?
I feel like there might be a Wallon.
I hope there's a Wallon.
It feels right.
Morgan Wallon. Don't laugh at that. It's not a good joke.
No. There is a place called Coeur d'Alene, which is like a Frenchy kind of name in Idaho.
That's what I was going for, guys. I just misplaced the lean.
Yeah, you did.
Like, come on, Arlene.
Like your little Wayne after a bloody big session in the studio, you've misplaced the lean. So, like your little Wayne after a big session in the recording studio.
Oh, like lean back.
No, drinking lean.
Oh.
Liquid heroin, essentially. You know how they mix codeine syrup with Sprite? It's called lean.
Oh, I thought
all the rappers do it.
I thought you mean like they lean back, like he missed the lean. Like,
oh, okay, like fat. Yeah.
Also work. Yeah. Or you know, you've misplaced Eileen. Come on, Eileen.
I lean sometimes on walls and stuff.
Yeah, I'm a big a lean meat kind of girl.
I'm a big like lean guy. Like I just lean. Like
I'm a big lean meat kind of guy.
Not even lean meat. I'm just like a lean guy. Mm. Like I lean on things guy.
Yeah.
Like I'm a big lean guy.
Yeah.
You're a big like shoe girl.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Like you wear. You're a shoe girl.
You're a big boot guy.
I'm big boot guy.
Yeah.
I rock boots guy. I'm like a breathe guy. Like I'll breathe in like oxygen and stuff. Take that in guy. I'm a real like carbon based life form guy kind of guy. Like Dior.
Bless you, Dior.
Thank you.
He just did
I'm a bit of a sneeze guy.
You're a huge sneeze guy. Man, you're a walk girl. Like, you'll walk places.
Walk guy.
Big walk guy.
I could still be a walk guy.
Fuck, we're big podcast guys.
We are big pod guys.
Anyway, so I said, yeah, I'll come and help you landmark.
Mm.
And he's like, well, fuck it, we'll get him in Sunday and then we'll do the Monday. Now, this might not mean anything to you.
Oh, it does. I know exactly what you're doing.
So what were we doing? Landmarking.
You were grabbing the lambs and putting little tags on their ears to mark them.
Incorrect.
You were, oh, I know. You've got those pins that you ride on the wool with and you mark them and they run through.
Incorrect.
You were just grabbing the ones that were named Mark and separating them from everyone else.
And then the
Dior's hit it on the head.
And then the rest were just going to the other land.
Yeah, Stephen, the Julians, yeah. The Camerons, the Pauls, the Breeters, the Sarans, the Rivers.
Alfonso's.
Fuck them off. It was just the Marks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how were the Marks?
Such great lambs.
Yeah.
No, such great lambs.
They're sweet nature, aren't they, the Marks?
No, Dale. Just unreal.
Yeah, they've just got this the sense of, they make you feel at home, the Marks.
Yeah. Don't they?
Yeah.
Mark, X marks the spot.
And they're very remarkable.
It's very good. That was such a, you're like a sniper with that. You're like a marksman.
Yes, I was very, it was almost like marketing for the Marks.
It's not bad. What do you actually, tell me in all honesty what you think.
No, I genuinely think it's putting those little tags on the ears.
Okay, it's not. That's not landmarking.
Is it getting rid of the tails?
Mama.
Oh.
Okay. Now we're cooking with guts, one element of it.
Get rid of the tails so that they can mate.
Okay, this just went from.
Sorry, I think,
she went from nearly there to not there at all. No, basically it's just, so. We did this way too late, so I'm just going to let you know that they were the biggest lambs that I've ever marked. And I was basically lifting them up, putting them in the cradle, and then you ring their tail, put a ring around their nuts.
Oh, yes, I remember that, and then they fall off naturally. Yeah,
and then you give them a needle, you drench them, you click them. It's just basically like you're giving them all their stuff to give the best chance of survival out there. Mm. You know
so
what I mean?
So it's like if you were giving birth to a baby, you cut the umbilical cord, then they get all the shots and stuff and then probably some other stuff from the doctor and then they go out to the world with mum and dad.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. So doing that yesterday, they were fucking huge. Got a bruise on my leg, got the fuck kicked out of me. They were so fucking big. Mm-hmm. So I got that done. Bloody, probably on, I think over the weekend I'd had eight hours sleep over the weekend. So that was a big lift from me.
So you're very tired.
Yep, tired little bitch. And then drove back yesterday, back in the smoke. It's good to get back there though and do some fucking,
yeah,
you know.
Get back to the home soil.
We don't, like, this is fucking easy.
Not.
But in terms of the sense that it's like, doesn't really push
yeah, some
us,
people would
does
look,
it?
Some people would look at us and go, by golly, yeah, it's hard.
By
golly, yeah. Yeah,
like,
hard.
Oh my golly. So it was a ripper weekend, but now I'm back to normal, back to life.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Can I raise something with you and the bedwetters?
You dotheth may.
You and me were out on the piss the other night for a friend's farewell.
We were, Judge.
Right. We can decide whether you want to cut this or not, but bedwetters, if you're hearing it, we've obviously decided not to cut it. Who do we bump into?
I knew where this was going. we bumped into one of my ex-boyfriends.
Yeah. Who is a fucking G, by the way.
Legend.
Now, this is tough stuff.
It's very bad.
So would you like to run the bedwetters through what's happened post bumping in to the big fella and how, I guess, a lot of people could relate to how mortifying this would be?
Probably, potentially, top five worst things you could do online.
Yeah. Well.
Oh, nah. There's probably worse.
Yeah, yeah. The dark web is full of mystery and intrigue.
Too true. So we bumped into him. I had a good yarn with him. It was great. Really nice to catch up. He's a like sweetheart. And anyway, we leave the night. Whatever. Good catch up. You know. A few days later, I'm like, you know what? We bumped into each other. I'm just going to go for a little stalk of his page. Going to go for a little stalky stalk.
In what situation had you just come out of?
Well, it makes it sound very, like, almost dodgy.
Nah.
I just had a shower.
Yeah.
So my... I don't know why I said that.
Yeah.
But so, you know, when you're on your phone and your fingers are wet and it goes into like a fucking spasm.
Or your hair's dripping water on your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So my hands are wet and I was on a spasm, which One, Louisa, never go for a stalk with wet fingies.
Nah.
Like 101.
Correct.
Come on.
I agree.
Oh, no.
No, but dude, I know this happens a lot because
yeah.
I'll have a shower and I'll chuck my phone on the towel rack and have Spotify open and I'm having a shower and fucking doing whatever and then the song will just change because yes. the water fucking smacks on the yes. thing.
So what happened? And I was having a cheeky stalk of his... A chalk of his profile. Obviously, I hadn't done it in a while, but you see someone and so, you know, it triggers a memory. And I had liked a photo from probably like 2022. But the worst part was there must be some new, like, I don't know if it's a new feature or something, but it was like I'd obviously it had like love-hearted it, but then the love heart like blew up on the phone. It was like, pew.
No, that's like a new thing, but for some reason it doesn't do it on mine. But to be very clear, you didn't like it. Droplets of water liked it for you.
The droplets of water. But then I went, holy fucking shit. Holy fucking shit. This looks insane. Like,
it's
I've
like
seen him.
Bali 2009.
I've seen him on Saturday night, and now I've just gone and liked a photo from 2022 on accident. The droplets of water did.
Ay, 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 ay.
I thought you were going, hey, hey, hey.
No, like, no.
What? And then so I was like, fuck. Unliked it. And then I like tested. I called one of my mates. I was like, can we test it out and see if it came up? Like, you know, so she tested it out and she put it, like, she liked one of my photos and then quickly unliked it. And I didn't get a notification. So I was like, okay, perfect. I could have got away with this here. But if he had his phone open, if he had been scrolling, and at that time of night, most people are scrolling.
What time are we talking?
It was like a 7:50 p.m. Yeah, that's peak scrolling that's time. Peak scrolling. Unless you're out for dinner,
yeah,
you're scrolling.
You're scrolling.
And it would have popped up, Louisa Daldin has liked a photo. So I was like, fuck. Anyway, was trying not to wig out about it. So yeah, I don't know if he's seen it or not. I don't know if he's got the notification. I don't know if I managed to unlike it. And the whole thing was a blur. It was like, honestly, like as if I was just like, it happened so fast. I just like.
Mate, the only time water's got someone in more trouble is probably Harold Holt.
I don't know who that is.
Ex-Australian Prime Minister went missing. Disappeared.
Weird.
That's why it's called doing the Harold Holt if you go missing.
He still just disappeared.
Yeah.
Did they find him?
No. He walked into the ocean. Where was it, Dior?
Are we allowed to talk about this?
I think like Mornington yeah. Peninsula.
It's called, yeah, it's called doing the Harold Holt.
When was this?
In like the fucking, what, 30s?
Nah, 60s.
60s?
60s. They named, named a swimming pool after him.
Doing the Harold Holt.
That doesn't feel right.
He went for a swim and just obviously shark got him.
So they decided to name a pool after him.
We're Australian.
That feels very inappropriate.
We're Australian. That's why it's called doing the Harold Holt.
Name a landmark after him, maybe. Not a swimming pool.
Well, he loves swimming. So much so that he went swimming and just thought he'd keep going. So, yeah, that's Harold Holt, our Prime Minister guy missing in water. And water doing what it's done to you. Fair to say there's two enemies of water right now. You and Hazza.
Just on the Harold Holt as well, I was trying to find this.
You and Holty.
He said...
You haven't showered for 2 weeks.
A year or so before he went missing, he said to his press secretary, he goes, look, Tony, what are the odds of a prime minister being drowned or taken by a shark?
You're joking.
No, that's a real quote from him.
So do they think he was eaten by a shark?
Well, who knows? That's the whole thing. The whole mystery of it is, has it went fucking...
So his body was never found? There's no remnants of a finger or anything?
No remnants. Not one remnant.
No, what?
No, it wasn't even
there
a...
There is remnants.
No, it was zero remnants.
What is it then?
Remnant.
Remnants.
Remnant.
No, it's remnants, isn't it? Remnants.
Remnant. Remnant.
Remnant.
Guess what, though? If this is a clip and it goes in the comments, everyone will probably be like, it's actually remnant.
Yeah, Josh was wrong too. It's remnant. Like when you were going off of me for categories, being like, it's an adjective. And everyone's like, champion,
bro,
it's not.
I met these girls at the Collie pub. And we were laughing about that. They're all at fucking Rob College, these birds. They were good crack. And they were tearing strips off me about that. And I go, oh, okay, fucking Terry Tough cunt. I was like, if you're all so smart, what's a verb? And they go, it's a doing word. I'm like, what? And they go, and they all end in ing. And I'm like, what? And they're like, yeah. And I go, how the fuck do you know that?
I honestly would not know, like.
What's a noun?
Wouldn't have a clue. Something with a capital letter? I don't know.
What is a noun to you?
No, a noun is basically a person, place, or thing.
Okay.
So couch, noun, person, noun, fridge, noun, stuff like that. It's a thing, essentially.
Josh, we are actually idiots.
No, I know that, Lou.
But the fact that noun, adjectives, and verbs are like, I think people would learn that in what, like year nine?
But fuck, could you do
not
trigonometry?
Not year nine, like year two.
Yeah, oh. True. Yeah, seriously, year nine, fuck. It's like.
I'm like, 14-year-olds learn that. Deal's like, try 8-year-olds, Lou.
Did you literally, like, they teach you that in like college? Like in uni? Nah, it's like the first things you learn. But could you do Pythagoras shit now? Could you do fucking trigonometry?
I couldn't even do a fucking, what's that?
I couldn't do long division.
That triangle that you did with the...
Pythagoras?
Nah, you know the triangle I mean? The like adjacent one or some shit?
What are the triangles? Isosceles, equilaterals.
There's an adjacent triangle, isn't there? This is going to hurt.
This is tough stuff. But like, this is what I'm concerned about.
No, I think adjacent is something that's in the Pythagoras.
Yeah.
I believe you're right with that one.
Yeah,
Deal?
The hypotenuse is
the back
line,
of it.
And then the adjacent is like the bottom line.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I wasn't good at maths, if anyone was wondering.
We have proven that to the world that none of us.
How many subway footlongs is an adjacent triangle?
How many, if it's 350 feet, how many subway footlongs will it be? I'm like, 12 inches, 26, fucking dickhead. What was I going to say? Bloody, I don't know. What was it?
The girls you bumped into and they were tearing strips off.
Tall strips. And then we went into bloody, and then we fucking.
Nouns, verbs, adjectives.
You want to do hinge notes?
Hold on. Yeah. And then we've.
Learning stuff at school.
Oh, that's exactly right.
Yes.
So if I, this is what I'm worried about. I'm not going to be able to do my kids' homework. I'm not going to be able to help them with it.
Oh, no, you'll be learning with them.
I'm going to have to fucking look it up again, like how to do long division. Like, you know what I mean? Shit like that.
But you just, well, no, Steph would be helping them. She's a tutor.
English tutor.
But she's good at everything. Didn't she get like 99 on her HCC?
99.15 HSC.
Oh,
now
I'm from New Zealand.
True. What's yours called?
NCEA.
The bloody, I posted a story yesterday. Well, I was landmarking and there was just that they were very strong and very fit. So there was a lot of kicking and screaming from the, well, not screaming, but from the lambs because they're strong and fit. And I posted the story of one of them just doing a dance with me. And then this bird wrote to me, hey, regardless of how farms work, you have a worldwide audience now. Act accordingly.
Act accordingly.
Act accordingly.
That's
was like.
Like a principal would say to you if you were in trouble.
And I was like, wait, who the fuck?
Act accordingly.
You're not my mum.
Yeah, like, and also, do you know who Jarch is? He would never act accordingly.
Correct. Tremendous point. Also, the fact that it's like, regardless of how farms work, screams to me, I have zero idea how farms work.
Yeah. But were you doing anything illegal with the animal?
We are helping the animals.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just
that sounded very edgy.
Yeah, correct. This isn't New Zealand, Lou. I know that we were doing sheep work, but we aren't Kiwis, actually. My old man is.
Yeah.
I had to keep an eye on him. Don't Judge. Mark him with that thing, Dad.
Judge.
You can't mark him with that,
Judge.
Dad. Now, pants up. No. Well, you know, the sheep fuckers.
No, we're not.
Well, that is Dior. Tell me if Kiwis are not, if that's not a diss between Australian and Kiwis.
Yeah, that's the stereotype. If you want to, delve into lowbrow humour.
Yeah,
lowbrow
humour. Don't be so lowbrow. Well, raise the brow.
You guys always tease us Australians about being like traditionally handsome and fit and tanned and brown and stuff. So it's like, what?
No wonder you're half Kiwi then. Wrecked.
Self-wreck, but also a me-wreck. Not bad, kid.
Yes.
You're a good kid.
Thanks, kiddo. Ow, I've got pins and needles. Ouch. Okay. Ouch. Ouchies. Hengy Wengy. This guy said, first round is on me if...
First round is on me if you make me laugh so hard that I fall out of my chair. That's a written rule that I have with a lot of people.
Can I tell you something that I know for a fact? He was wearing a fedora. Are you telling me?
Remind me of a fedora kind of guy.
And he'd go like this, "M'lady."
I feel like I could imagine him every Wednesday night at the local jazz club playing flute.
Yeah, jazz flute, absolutely. Like this.
Yeah.
Play that again for me.
I think he'd be like quite a fun, quirky kind of guy.
Listen to his laugh at the end for me, would you?
Yeah.
First round is on me if you make me laugh so hard that I fall out of my chair. That's a written rule that I have with a lot of people.
The little giggle.
It's actually a written rule that he's got as his pocket square. He pulls it out. He's like,
"Oh yeah,
you make me laugh so hard, you fall out of my chair."
He hands it to them.
And he goes, "M'lady."
I like him. Okay, this guy said, "Guess my secret talent."
That was white noise. He's the definition of white noise. Yeah.
Guess my secret talent.
Gluck Gluck 9000.
What's my secret talent? That's right, you guessed it. It's goose honking noises. Oh, oh. Really? Really, you're still attracted? Come on. Okay, all right, buckle up.
It's good.
Okay.
I don't mind it.
All right.
Do your best honk.
You ick unlocked.
He was very good at the old...
The showman's voice. Yeah, he was. Yeah, look. He was a bit of a goose.
You know what they say about goose judge is that they could easily, with your ankles and...
Oi, can I also, sorry to keep bringing this back to Coli, but I just had such a great time with all these fuckers.
Mm.
I got done by my own device.
What?
This bloke, when I first met him, this young fella, big moustache on him, he's like, "God, get fucked." He goes, "You're the bloody, you're fucking..." He goes, "Mate, I've come from, because you're supposed to be..." And I'm going, "Fuck, this cunt is having a proper stroke." And I'm going, and he goes, and I was like, "Oh, you fuck."
Bloody beauty.
He got me a beauty. A beauty.
Okay, this guy has said, "A special talent of mine."
Off and away, a special talent of mine is calling things like we're at the races. I had to re-download Hinge due to the fact that my previous relationship didn't go very well. And for the first time in my life, excuse the profanities, I actually didn't fuck up. If you look at my photos with about 350 to go, there's absolutely no photos of me with fish at the gym or with my shirt off. The dad pod's not in great order, and I dare say that's why. But don't you worry, it's getting worked on. About to hit the line desperately. Will I pay for unlimited likes and get premium Hinge? I think so. And that is that.
Oh, come on. That's a fucking rip snorter.
Phenomenal.
You got to give it to him.
That's probably the best one I've heard.
That is a fucking... I love he's talking about his... No fish photos, no big shots and nothing.
I've got a dad bod.
But don't worry, it's getting worked on. That was fucking good.
Oh, well done, my friend. Oh, you do your best calling.
I'm sitting here with someone that used to be out on the pasture but has actually lost a lot of the pounds she put in there from eating the grass. She's a good little co-host. I don't mind her, and she's coming around the bend with her little new car, Alfonso. Alfonso there getting his fat little ass into that driveway. She can't drive for shit. She's going to cause an accident, much like the bedwetters crash when they hear Nettie Bra. We've got another one here. We got Dior over there looking up all the stuff for us. He's done a great job. This is a top fucking tier podcast. Yay!
Very good.
Do me.
Oh, no.
You do it.
Okay, yeah. And we've got Jachi coming up on the left. He's got no chin and he's covered in acne. Oh my God. And he's coming up around the corner. He's just been at the Kolar pub. And now he's coming around the corner and it's Tiguan. Oh, and now he's going all the way up to Vaucluse. Oh, he's going to go play basketball on his own at the course. And all the 12-year-olds are going to go, what the hell? Why is this old man here at our high school? Oh, and now he's coming around the corner. He's going back to the Rojo. And now he's going to have a Han ultra low carb. Oh, and he's going to pound a schnitty. Oh, and he's done it again. And now he's back to the podcast for number two.
Oi, really good stuff. That was a perler.
I found my caller.
If you call the Colli pub the Colisle pub one more time, I'll start swinging. You have not got the name of it right once.
You know
and
why?
And I've let it go.
You know why? Because I'm thinking of the fancy hotel I stayed in Brisbane, which is the...
The Carlisle.
Yeah.
That's also, it's also,
Oh yeah, go on, try and get your joke out, mate.
Okay.
I'll pause for a bit. I'll wait for you.
At the brothel, where it's just a men's brothel that women go in for men, there's actually aisles. You've got the Jake aisle, the Jack aisle, the Bruce aisle, the Carl aisle, the... I'm happy with it.
It's good.
Thanks, I lift weights.
Can't tell. Scrawny little fuck. Last one for you. This guy said my best dad joke.
Okay, if you don't find this funny, we definitely can't be friends. Okay. Why can you never trust an atom? Because they make up everything.
Did you understand that one?
Yeah, look, I think his name was Ton, and I'm not pro-Ton. In fact, I'm kind of neutron. And if he was going for president, I wouldn't electron. I'm happy with it.
Your dad jokes are worse than these.
Come on.
Knock,
proton,
knock.
Neutron, electron.
Knock, knock.
Yeah, I got down to the nucleus of it.
For someone who doesn't know science or math or English,
yeah, that
it's
was
pretty good.
Pretty good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Knock, knock.
Who's that?
Tron.
Tron who?
Trying to drive Alfonso around the east today.
It's real bad. It's real bad stuff. Go try again.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Atom.
Adam who?
Adam boy Alfonso put the foot on the pedal.
The fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, you know, people go, Adam boy. Adam boy.
Adam boy. And my dad jokes are bad.
I'm so sorry.
Jesus Christ. I just made puns about protons, neutrons and electrons.
Yeah, I gave it to you. Now give me the hotline, please.
All right, you silly little duffers. Guess what daddy's done?
Daddy's prepped.
I'm daddy, by the way, and I've prepped.
Oh, and you had a big weekend and daddy's prepped.
Yep.
Daddy, clever.
Okie dokie, smoky chokey. Let's get fucking into it, eh?
Please.
Righto.
What's up, you big sack whackers? I had a little note here, but I forgot the note. And you know what? You guys are the best bedwetters I've ever... fucking heard, and keep up the good work. And yep, that is about it. But you guys, honestly, make me laugh every goddamn day. And you know what? For that, God bless you, little cotton socks.
Aww.
Yep, bye.
Yep, bye.
Yep, bye. That's very sweet, isn't it?
Thought it was just a nice little sweet one to start on.
Yeah, does that mean they're getting more ruthless?
No.
Yes.
But I just think that was quite nice. We're good little bedwetters. She's a great little bedwetter. Sorry to bore you, Lou.
I'm tired, Josh. I had like 10 minutes sleep.
Well, it's gone from 30 to 10 very quickly, so I'm thinking you might have had an hour.
No, it was 30. I looked at my clock and it was 4, and then I looked at and it was like 6.
It's tough stuff. I'm actually proud of you. You've actually put in a great performance.
Thanks so much.
Now...
G'day, guys. Just want to say, me and the missus absolutely love the potty. Fucking hell, mate. Jesus Christ. I'm trying to drive here. Oi, dickhead, are your eyes painted on? Get it together. No, I was going to tell you a yarn, but now I'm... fuck, what was it? Look. Yeah, never mind, guys. Blarkey out.
I just tickled me pink.
You know what that reminds me of? When I was on the phone when I was doing work with that fashion brand and I called them and I was like, hi guys, just wondering if that top's coming yet. And Jarch is in the background going, learn how to fucking drive, fuckhead. And I was going, it's like, and like trying to quickly, and then Jarch, I could see him wind down the window about to go again. I was like, thanks so much, bye.
Yeah. You've given me some fucking dagger eyes too.
You're very
before.
Naughty, aren't you?
I'm naughty, aren't you?
Dotheth naughtieth in the driver's seat.
It's good, you know, it is what it is. Mm. All right, let's suss this one out.
Oi, fuckwit. Jarch, you're fuckwit, by the way.
It's good.
Listen, I've got a theory, and I'm saying this because I have not heard a theory from you in a long time. But I've got a theory. It's by true. The way, hi, Lou. Love ya.
Hi.
Keep pissing. Thank you. Haven't pissed for a long time, but we haven't pissed the bed for a long time. I'm sure you piss heaps. Anyway, we're getting off track.
I
listen,
just...
Jarch. No theories from you, brother. What's happening? My theory is Dior is the naughtiest senorita, like an undercover naughty. You know what I mean? It's in his wheelhouse to be an undercover naughty. I think he's naughtier than you. You and your whiskeys, and your this and your that, I reckon Dior's got ya. I reckon you get Dior on a good night out. Maybe one of the rare ones. He's got a missus, so like, you get him on the right night, he is the naughtiest senorita.
It's a very good theory.
Keep pissing. Love you.
Someone's got a crush on Dior.
Can I be honest? So I've prepped, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've realised I've prepped poorly.
Because that was about a minute and a half?
Yes. Well, I star them, but I think I've starred the wrong ones, but I'm happy that I've starred that.
Oh, yeah, me too. But
because that is a great theory.
Timing-wise, that was a bit long.
It was. Look, it was a minute and 9 seconds.
Mm.
Now, I'm still learning the system how to prep, so give me a break.
Yes,
it's only
been a year and six months.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
That's not a bad theory, though, that Dior's the naughtiest little senorita.
Oh, he's very naughty.
Dior, would you say you're a naughty little senorita?
I would say I've got a bit of naughtiness in me.
I'd agree.
He's Dotheth the naughtiest of us three.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason they don't put a camera on me. So.
That's true.
Yeah, you guys don't know what I'm up to back here.
Well, I can see your hand moving a lot under that desk.
You've been very inappropriate this podcast. There'll be lots of cutting for Dior.
What do you? Why are you going to cut that?
I don't, but you have been.
I haven't.
You've gone high pitched. You have.
But that's how I fucking this I talk.
You've been very naughty. Act accordingly, please.
Act accordingly.
Just come on, Jarch. Act accordingly. It's disgusting.
I don't think I'm as naughty as Jarch.
Oh.
I think I'm the naughtiest.
Really?
Oh, come on. Come on.
Sweet. Not in that sense.
No. Not in that sense. I'm not even talking in that sense. You're not the naughtiest.
I think I am. I'm a naughty little bitch. Who's a naughty little bitch? I am. Now Dior
is a naughty little senorita.
Dior's doing something very inappropriate now.
Yeah, it's phallic.
Okay, give me another.
Okay, you naughty little senorita.
I was about to say, if this is your fucking prepping, how many times do I have to tell you? Off speakerphone.
This is the one.
Speakerphone.
I'm using speakerphone right now, and I would like to say, I don't know how to pause it.
Sounds pretty good on speaker to me.
Well, Judge, I'm the one who worked in breakfast radio.
What?
So I would know what sounds good on speaker and what doesn't.
You worked in
breakfast? I did.
Did you? With who?
Shocking to know, I know, but...
With who?
Fitzy and Whipper.
Fitzy and Whipper.
On Nova.
Nova. Breakfast radio?
Yeah.
You learn something new every day.
I know, isn't that crazy?
Try this.
Hey, Batman! I hope
Darcy, I put fire for you, Darcy. Every time you agree with someone, you say, yeah. I mean, you just keep need to come up with some more terminology for agreeing with someone. I've lost my comfort, Teddy. Lou, I'm like, yeah, I'm out. I have my comfort, Teddy, as a little parrot. So it's not a koala, but it's a parrot. Love you guys. Fucking stand with it.
Did she say she's got a parrot called Kevin?
She's got a comfort Teddy like you, but it's a parrot and she's lost her comfort Teddy.
Oh, no.
It's a parrot, not a koala.
I could get around a Pazza.
A parrot? I understood it.
But look, I loved that. I loved the energy. I would like to be drunk with her, but could we just have a serious professional chat for a moment?
Nah. So, almost certainly not.
So when you're prepping from Dothoth forth, please just remember that 45 seconds.
That was 38.
Off speakerphone? Would you say that was off speakerphone? Would you say they were pulled over in a quiet place?
No.
What else would you say about that?
She had a comfort, Teddy.
That was good. The content was good. But would you say that was of audio quality?
Wouldn't you?
Would you? Would you say that would be acting accordingly, Dothoth? Aren't you?
Also, like, how do you mess up putting the star on?
Yeah, like it's on Gmail. You're an imbecile.
Yeah,
a star means you're going to save that.
Like, I know. I actually confusing. Don't know how I've done it.
I do. You're a dumbass.
Well, that's not exactly a fucking newsflash, is it?
Mm, well, you just needed to know that.
I'll do better next time.
Yeah.
Probably not. Righto.
Thanks, champions.
I almost...
Have a good day, legends. On ya, chieftains.
West Side. See you out there.
Ciao, ciao. Thank you for buying the merch again.
Hooroo, we love you,
kisses
bedwetters.
Kisses and love.
Keep pissing, would you?
Keep pissing. And please, everyone, hug everyone today and just be so kind.
Yeah.
Just be the kindest Dothoth little senoritas you could be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Catch.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.